This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She is here. Now, hello, by the way. How are you?
Hello. Fabulous.
I went with mischievous. You know, it's a. I kind of thought of you as mischievous, playful, having fun with it. But then I'm looking up some of these definitions of mischievous. I think I owe you an apology.
Well, you owe me an apology for lots of reasons.
I do.
So we'll start with this one.
That is fair. That is fair. A fondness for causing trouble in a playful way. Now, I like that. You're fully capable of that. Then this one, tending to cause annoyance, trouble, or minor injury. Well, you injure yourself.
I was going to say injury to myself, so that still checks out.
Yeah, so maybe this. Here's another one. Maliciously or playfully annoying. No, you're not that in any way. Roguishly or slyly teasing. Okay, I could see that a little bit. If you had to use one word to define yourself. This sounds like it's a beauty pageant. Hey, everybody, it's John Johnson here. It's time for Miss Minnesota, our next contestant from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania arena. Describe yourself with one word. That's a very pukey thing to do. Do you have one? If somebody described you, people know you well, with one word, as I'm about to have a cough drop, what would that word be?
Meh.
Stop it. You are many things, human being, but you are not meh. That is a tough one for people when you're saying one word. So can I admit something, that I don't watch a ton of local news? I mean, do you want to just hit me when I say that? You know,
no, you and everyone else. Like, I think people have come to think of it as a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't watch local news. I'm like, oh, that's great. You're uninformed. Fantastic for you.
Yeah. Now, here's part of the reason why I don't, okay? Because I'm consuming it all day. So I want a little break.
That's true.
But I will say this. If I'm going to watch one person on local news, I'm talking to her right now. And I mean that. You're very, very good at what you do. So I'm watching last night.
Uh-oh. And I feel like there's a butt coming.
and you're great as always. And Julie's great. And then you go to Bell. You go to Bell, and there's a lot of weather going on, and Bell is a superstar, right? We all agree Bell is a superstar in this town.
100.
So she's on for a while, okay, because we have storms just going through, coming. So it's full-fledged Bell. Then Bell throws it to break. Then you come back, and it's Reggie. And Reggie gives Olympics and everything that's going on. And then I think Reggie goes to break. And then it comes back, and it's you and Julie, and it's brief. Hey, we'll monitor the weather. A little comment from Bell. I feel like you could have went and had a ham sandwich at that point. I mean, Bell was on so long, Reggie was on so long. You could have went to Lat 14 across the street.
Sometimes I just need a break. You know, it's in my contract that they kind of have to put it in there, that I only have to talk for so long, and then I get to take a tiny little break. I don't think I said one word after actually we went to her.
Yeah, I actually think,
you know, it's okay. I can take by the word.
Yeah. Maybe you should put that in your next contract. Here's the maximum number of words I'm going to say. Whatever newscast I'm on, because there's newscasts constantly on. And once you reach your maximum, like there's a little buzzer, right? There's a little buzzer where it zaps you and you just stop. I mean, it could be in the middle of a story. Or it could be the, you know, who's ever directing the show knows that. Yeah, right there. All of a sudden, Rena, she's done.
Done.
She is done, you know.
I think we should just do that anyway. Just occasionally zap anchors in the middle of the show. Like, you never know when it's coming. And then, like, people at home are like, oh, is it this story? oh, this didn't happen there. Is it this story? And then you zap the anchor, and then there's, you know, the other person has to take over.
Or how about in own personal lives, whether significant others or friends, where they're talking and maybe they're monopolizing the conversation. Okay. And so maybe you bring a buzzer with you. And then, Chris, hit it again. You go right in the middle. You hit that, and they just have to stop talking. You know, that's just, you know, instead of getting the fight over, that's the rules. Yeah, you try that. Are you willing to do that with friends of yours? You're out with friends. You're gallivanting, whatever you're doing. And all of a sudden, one of your friends is talking too much, and you just hit the buzzer.
No.
No?
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Tubbs?
I play a tough kid, but I'm not really. I couldn't do that.
You could. Tubbs, you're out with friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking too much. Would you like to have the buzzer? I guess the buzzer is one of two things.
Yeah.
The buzzer is, one, they have to stop talking, or two, the topic has to change.
I think my friends would use the buzzer on me.
Yeah, I think I would have it used on me frequently. So I would fear the buzzer.
The T-shirt, fear
yes,
the buzzer.
Fear the buzzer.
Are you capable, texters, 651-461-9226, if you're in a conversation, friend of yours, significant other, to hit the buzzer to switch the topic? Let me know. We're chatting with our friend Rena. Apparently, I have to switch the topic, including to the Olympics. We'll discuss that with Rena from Care 11 in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody shut up.
All right, Rena, the producer, no matter what I say, gets to pick the music out. So Tubbsy is Harrigan all week. So since Tim Walz has created the word weird and it's going everywhere, Tubbsy is now playing Weird Al Yankovic all show as bumper music. I may need to leave.
No, how dare you.
On a gurney.
He is an American icon. He is a songwriting Hall of Fame, or he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Facts optional here from our news anchor.
He is the only celebrity I have ever met where I felt like that Chris Farley SNL skit where he's like, stupid, stupid, stupid. That was me when I met Weird Al.
How about the first time you met me? What did you think then?
Again, meh.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, wait, tell me the scenario where you voted, where you met Weird Al.
He was at Care 11, like 163 years ago when I first started here. And he was on one of the morning shows that used to have guests like that. And he was in the green room, and I heard he was in the green room. So I walked in, and I'm like, you're Weird Al. And he's like, yes, I am.
That is very Chris Farley-like. Okay.
Right? And I'm like, you're so cool. He's like, thank you. And I'm like, I have all your albums, and you're Weird Al. And he was like, yes, we've covered this. And I was like, okay, bye. And then I like backed out of the room like creepily, you know. I didn't ask for a picture. I didn't tell him my name. He probably still talks about the time he came to Minnesota and some creepy girl, you know, attacked him in a green room. It was embarrassing. Embarrassing.
What a rube. I mean, honestly.
Right? Dork. Such a dork.
Yes.
What I would give to do it all over again, Chad. What I would give.
Nothing, because you would say the same thing. Hey, I get to do it again. You're Weird Al.
You're Weird Al. That's what I said to him. You're Weird Al.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, Olympics, if you don't want to know what's going on with the women's individual, and it's live on Channel 11 right now. All the news outlets are covering it. But if you want to be in an embargoed situation, back away for about 10 seconds. Simone Biles right now is the leader as they're headed to the floor, and Suni is in fourth place. So Simone Biles is leading right now. Suni Lee is in fourth place. Okay? We're going to discuss it because it's news, because at the top of the hour, CBS News is going to discuss it. Care 11 on its website will probably have the results. The Star Tribune will have the results. So I know some people get very worked up about it, but we're in more of a current world. Okay, for you, consumption-wise, where are you at 0 to 10 on loving the Olympics, liking the Olympics, or not really? So 0 is a not really. 10, you're consuming it incessantly.
I would say when I was younger, it was a 10. Just winter, summer, I didn't care. I just watched every event that was on. And we also didn't live in a time where things were, you weren't watching things delayed so much as we have now. And I would say now, just because life is so much busier, I'm probably a 7. I mean, we watch it at night, but I probably already know who won and, but still find it enjoyable.
I enjoy it. I feel like I've had stuff going on, so I've not been caught up as much as I have other years. You know, right. I mean, it's worked out great these last couple days when I've been here with the gymnastics going on live, because you're a rarity if you don't love gymnastics, especially when you have the GOAT out there with Simone Biles. I'm also a big fan of swimming. I guess with swimming, and I've made this point before, I feel like there are so many events, Rena, that it feels like swimming just goes on and on and on and on, where I don't want to be done in one day, don't get me wrong, but we're coming up with such slight variations. Okay, do you seek out the quirky ones also?
Nope. I feel like Olympic sports should just be like sports that exist out in the universe. Like, where else is the canoe slalom a thing other than the Olympics? Like, stop. Just stop. If this isn't a real sport,
Minnehaha Falls. We could get that at some point. Minnehaha Falls, the canoe slalom.
Did you letter in high school in canoe slalom? Then stop.
I did, and I'm hurt. That she brought that. Has the what about how they're having the triathlon in the Seine River and they're worried about it's foul in there? That is disgusting.
No, thank you. If I was those athletes, I would protest. Like, how dare you put us in this situation?
Yeah, I wouldn't be thrilled about it. They were in there the other day. There were some pretty good memes where people were coming out with ghoulish looking individuals in the memes saying, yeah, it's fine. It's okay.
Yeah. It's totally fine.
Yeah. Good luck. All right, Mischievous, thank you for coming on. Next Wednesday, normal time, we're going to talk.
Before you go, watch tonight at 10, an update on our friend Boyd Cooper.
Oh, okay, let's just do this. Let's bump a minute, Tubbsy. We're going to bump a minute.
Oh, no, okay.
Okay, so, okay, what else, because yeah, I want to hear this. What else are we going to find out without giving it all away? What else are we going to find out about Boyd?
Well, Boyd's had a major setback, and he is starting a new treatment. So while it is a setback, this treatment is so new and so cutting edge that there is so much hope with it. And not just for Boyd, it is cutting edge for many other people and many other cancers. So we're going to learn about what he's going through right now, how he and his wife and family are processing it all, and this new treatment that could potentially be life-saving for so many other people.
You know him better than I, but I know him a little bit. He is such a sweet, kind person. He has shown the light of stories better than anyone in this town ever. So only the best to Boyd, and I will 100% be watching that tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.